Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is a message from Dr. Billy Brim called Shalom, the peace that comes from being whole. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 17th through the 22nd.
Now, sometimes when people criticize the God of the Bible, they say, oh, he's so harsh. He demands an eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, like you should tear out your eye or cut your hand off. But it's never that way in God's covenant. What you do is you pay. You pay a monetary settlement. Shalem, shalem. That's pay. It looks on the paper, shalem is shin, lam, and mem. It looks the same as shalem, whole. If you just see it on the paper, whole and pay, it looks exactly the same. But the Hebrews know to pronounce it differently. So, if you punch a man's eye out, somebody's going to determine what that eye meant to his life. I read in some of my Hebrew commentaries, let's say you cause a man to lose his hand. Well, they'd make a certain settlement for that. But if that man was a pianist, then the settlement's got to be greater. A life for a life. But it is payment. Now, God is never going to leave you lacking.
Thank God.
The devil doesn't get to rob from us and leave us less than whole. That's the idea behind getting it back. Let's look at the Shunammite woman. Turn to 2 Kings 4. Oh, no. 2 Kings 4 is that woman with the issue of... she's the little woman with the oil. Remember, she was in debt. Her son, who was a Bible school student, a prophet school, school of the prophet, her husband, died, and she was in debt. So the prophet told her to get her sons to go out and get vessels. And then they went out and got all the vessels, and then the oil came forth. And it says in 2 Kings 4, 7, then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go and sell the oil and shalem your debt. And then live on what's rest, you and your children. So you got to make that person whole. The law is written that way. Yeah. Psalm 37:21. You don't have to turn there, but it's Psalm 37:21. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again. Shalem is the word. The wicked borroweth and doesn't make that person whole. But the righteous shows mercy and truth. So the idea is when you borrow, unless, you know, if you have the ability, you pay it back. Some wicked borrow and they don't ever intend to pay it back. They intend to beat the debt. But that's not the righteous. Sometimes the righteous get in a bind and has to have the debt forgiven or God help or whatever. But God's got it for you. And God wanted her debtor made whole. Here, I'm just going to read you just a recompense, reward, and requite are also some meanings to the root word shalem, whole. In other words, payment for actions or deeds done makes that person whole. That person must receive his due reward. And here are some Old Testament scriptures. 1 Samuel 24:19. If a man finds his enemy, will he let him go away? Wherefore Jehovah reward thee good for that thou hast done. Jehovah's going to reward you. And the word is shalem. He is going to pay you for the good you do. That's just how he is. He keeps his own covenant. Here's Ruth 2:12. Jehovah, recompense thy work, and a full reward be given unto thee of Jehovah. Recompense and full are both the word shalem. Proverbs 11:31, behold, the righteous shall be recompensed. They'll be paid in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God never changes. And he's going to pay you. Even though the Old Testament is primarily stories about the Jew, you find out this kind of a God, he's the God of peace. He has covenant of peace. He wants everybody whole. And he never changed from the Old Testament to the New. It is written in Malachi 3:6, I am Jehovah, I change not. So he doesn't change. He doesn't want you broken to teach you a lesson. He doesn't want the devil robbing your money. Now I'm going to read you, we're going to read more about the Shunammite woman. If you want to, you can look at 2 Kings 8, 1 through 6. I'm going to read it from the Art Scrolls Stone Edition, so you can just listen if you want to. This is from a Hebrew into English. 2 Kings 8. Okay, the woman, remember she's the Shunammite woman. Now here's later on in her life. There comes an extreme drought. And God's still providing for her. So here we go to 2 Kings 8, 1 through 6. Elisha had spoken to the woman whose son he had revived, saying, arise and go forth, you and your household, and sojourn where you would sojourn, for Hashem, that's what they call Jehovah, has called for a famine, and it's coming to the land for 7 years. So the woman arose and did as the man of God had told her. And she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. It happened at the end of 7 years, the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went to appeal to the king about her house and field. The king had been speaking with Gehazi right at that moment, the attendant of the man of God. And Gehazi was telling him about how Elisha had revived the dead boy. And behold, the woman whose son he had revived was appealing to the king about her house and field. At that moment, Gehazi exclaimed, my lord the king, this is the woman. And this is her son, whom Elisha revived. The king asked the woman, and she told him, it's true. The king then designated a certain servant for her, saying to him, return everything that is hers, as well as all the produce of the land, from the day she left the land to the present. She got her money back. She got her house back. She got everything that the land had produced. Because why? He's the God of peace. And she had a covenant of peace. And she never said anything but shalom. She never held back from going to the king. She never said, I'm just glad to be a wife. You know, we went over there and we didn't starve, praise the Lord. No, siree, Bob. She went to the king. And at that moment, God had Gehazi there. You talk about timing. Tony, you meet him in the courtrooms right at the right time to give the proper judgment, because he's a judge of all. No need to stress about it. Have the peace that comes from being whole. Claim it. How many of you in here are involved in a lawsuit of any kind? You got a judge. Hallelujah. An advocate. You got an advocate. You got God the Father for the judge, Jesus Christ for the advocate. Phew. If you're here on the earth, you might have a good lawyer like Tony, who prays in tongues, he told me the other day, all the way to his trials. So we see that the covenant of peace, without a doubt, includes God's goodness in giving you, hallelujah. Now, you might as well turn to Isaiah 9. We already talked about it. Of course, he'd promised a redeemer ever since the Garden of Eden. And right here in Isaiah chapter 9, we see who he is. For unto us a child is born. 9 verse 6. Isaiah 9, 6. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, in Hebrew, I told you that Sar Shalom. You pray in his name. You use his name. Maybe you sometime need to use his name, Sar Shalom. In the name of Sar Shalom, in the name of the Prince of Peace, I'm claiming this. Hallelujah. This belonged to me, and you're not going to rob it from me. Because he's the Sar Shalom. He's the advocate to get for me what the covenant of peace promises me. He's not only the advocate, he's a prince over it. Next verse. Of the increase of his government and peace, shalom, there shall be no end. Hallelujah. Now, when Jesus was on the earth, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he's talking to Jews. Primarily. Of course, we find wonderful things about him and about what he likes and what God likes. But he's talking to them about an earthly kingdom. And they've been promised that earthly kingdom. And he tells them, if they will accept him, they can have that earthly, visible kingdom established up on the earth right then. If Israel would have accepted him, that visible kingdom that's now in abeyance, it would have been established right on the earth then. But they didn't. They didn't. But when he talks to people in that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he's talking to people that have a covenant of peace.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the message, Shalom, the Peace That Comes From Being Whole, by Dr. Billy Brim. October 17th through the 22nd, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 17th through the 22nd in Branson, Missouri.